USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is returning to isolation after testing positive again for COVID-19. White House physician Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that the president has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. O'Connor asked there is no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. Biden is once again isolating until he tests negative for the virus. Upcoming trips to his home in Wilmington, Delaware, and to Michigan have been canceled. The winning ticket for the $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot was sold in Illinois. According to the drawing's website, the winning ticket was bought at a Speedway gas station and convenience store in the Chicago suburb of Des Plaines. It's the nation's third largest lottery payout ever. The winner could have the jackpot paid over the course of 3 decades or cash out at more than $780 million. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.